Evidently, Mr. Ringo's an educated man.
It's a trap!
Welcome back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Figured I'd send us off on another little tangent here. You know, it's not just May the 4th, right? You know, it's 5-4, right?
It is 5-4.
And this is Take 5 by Dave Brubeck, which is done in 5-4 signature time. 5-4 time signature, sorry. I talk good. Good thing I'm on the radio talking.
Good thing. And it's Wednesday. Come on, Brian. No excuses.
I'll get there. I'll get there eventually. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to us on the Devil Radio app, I'm assuming, or if not, one of the many stations, 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw, and Waukesha, as well as 1580 AM and 92.7 FM out in Madison. We're going to be talking about Roe versus Wade and a whole bunch of things for the pretty much the next 6-7 months or so, at least, and if not for the rest of eternity, because, again, I don't think they're ever going to stop.
No, and like we alluded to yesterday, there are more rights that have been decided by Supreme Court decisions that are going to be on the chopping block if this is the approach that this conservative Supreme Court is going to take.
Yeah, it's all about 14th Amendment. Okay, so we're going to move, but because otherwise we'll all of our faces will explode, and I want to move on to just to come on a little. Let's just change the subject.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to worry about a transition at this point.
Let's segue go to this not thing. Needed.
Segue not needed. Crazy Town is about to happen. So more things happen here. There's a Twitter thread you sent me that I am very interested in. Some guy because. You know, Tom Hartman talks about it all the time, and I hate to mention everybody else's program on the station, but Tom Hartman talks about he subscribes to political campaigns that he doesn't agree with. He'll give him a dollar and his email so that he can get information. And Crudy uses it all the time when Donald Trump always emails him. Sometimes during the middle of the show, it's like breaking news. Trump has to say, give me money. You know, it's stupid. It's stupid like that. But you also get to keep tabs on the opposition, as it were. Usually you give a dollar or $5, depending on what it is, and then you give the email or whatever. Well, they can get your email, and they can send you, they can sell your email to other people.
Once they have your email, they can sell it to whoever they like. What they can do as a campaign.
And that could be good or bad, depending on how much you care or what email address you use. And I'm not saying that this is like, you know, they're going to steal your, they're watching you change. Like, no, it's not that. They're just selling your email. But there's a really cool story, and why don't you read
this? Yeah, so I want to share it. Josh Clemens, somebody I follow on Twitter here in Wisconsin, is active in politics as well. And so he takes a similar approach. He's got how the Twitter thread starts off. Kevin Nicholson is running in the Wisconsin GOP primary to take on Tony for Wisconsin. He's got Governor Evers' campaign handle added there. And so... Josh tells a little bit about this story. He's talking about Kevin Nicholson. He's awful, but he's running for statewide office in my home state, so I'm on his email list. But I use a simple Gmail tracking code so I could see what he did with my email. And then he hashtagged it WI Politics, Wisconsin Politics. So if you want to follow along at home, you can go check out Josh Clemens' Twitter feed as well.
That's Clemens with K-L-E-M-K Lemons.
Correct. And so Josh goes on, so now you get to enjoy the cautionary tale of what happens when a political campaign sells its email list to anyone who wants it. First, he sold my email to Sheriff David Clark. Cringe.
Does he still get to call himself Sheriff, or just can we just call him David Clark?
I wanted to put the A in there as well. Yeah, the guy that wears the cowboy hat around Wisconsin. That's who he sold it to. Then he, or possibly Clark, sold it to a group called the Wisconsin Conservation Digest.
Oh, that sounds
so
great.
So that is the next.
You always know it's great when it's a digest.
Yes. All the best forums out there are digests.
I never read Reader's Digest, and even though it could have been cool, because calling it a digest made me go, ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just a triggering word for me. Anyway, move on.
Josh goes on saying, which it was annoying, but fascinating. Because here's where things got, quote, fun. This group, while not outright endorsing him, handed over their list to Tim Michaels to promote his current campaign against Kevin Nicholson.
This is great.
And so Josh confirms, he shows the receipts, the screenshots of how he tracked the email that he used to sign up for updates from Kevin Nicholson to then show that it was the Conservative Digest. Excuse me. There must have been a typo up in the top of the thread, but it's the Conservative Digest that is the group that then was promoting Tim Michaels' campaign. So he's got the whole thing written up. You can go check it out at
basically
Josh's Twitter
feed. He gave the email to Kevin Nicholson, who then sold it around to somebody to go and promote somebody who's against him.
Well, he tried to sell it to I would assume that campaigns, Brian, sell their lists so as a form of fundraising. They want to be able to sell access to the emails, and it's a way that they as campaigns can bring in money. And so Kevin Nicholson sold this list, and then either he then sold it again to Conservative Digest, or somebody else that he had sold it to them. And now in lieu, Conservative Digest has shared that with the Tim Michaels campaign, who's now promoting a candidate that was originally running against Kevin Nicholson. And I think it gives you a really good insight of how campaigns and politics work here in Wisconsin, because
fantastic, everyone.
It's almost a little bit of a circling firing squad. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, Kevin Nicholson now, directly or indirectly, whether he meant to or not, shared all of the emails of people who signed up to support him with one of his competitors.
So in the meantime, since Monday, I've seen that Tim Michaels commercial.
Yep.
That is god awful.
Really bad commercial.
That is awful, but still, it was better produced than the latest Ron Johnson ad. Like, the latest Ron Johnson ad looks like one of those, hey, I'm crazy Ron Johnson, I'm walking through. Like, it's poorly lit. It's just like he's walking different places. The cuts are just all wrong. It's...
I'm sorry I only doubled my wealth since...
Yeah, it's one of those, like, where he's standing in front of Main Street and he, you know, oh, look, Main Street back here. I helped these people who I don't really care about. I'm probably not even permitted to be in front of
them. I see once every 6 years when I'm running for re-election now.
Yeah, it's horrible. Like, it's just, like, you have enough money, get a better production team. I don't know what, like, I guess maybe nobody with a, like... creative brain wants to work for conservatives, I guess. I don't know. Either that or they just think, that's great.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you think we're great, give us a call. 844-967-2789.
Myself, the boy, two droids, and no questions asked.